let's get it on, fly to the sky.
Okay, welcome everybody. Tonight is our K-drama special, and I'm so excited because I have Joe Rogoff from the Joe Show and his wife Susan here, and I'm really excited because I have met people who love K-dramas as much as I do. And every time I see Joe at events, it's like, "So, what are you watching?" Anyway, say hello.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thanks for coming. Say hello. Hi, Susan. Yeah, so I was gone for a week, so I'm kind of out of it. I was doing the whole J-Hope immersion thing, and I will talk about that another time, but we're here to talk about K-dramas, and we're asking each other before the show, how did you get into this? And I would like to know, how did you two get into K-dramas?
You know, I think, I don't know who introduced us to Extraordinary Attorney Wu or Pachinko, and we're not sure which one came first. But whichever one came first, it charmed us. You know, Extraordinary Attorney Wu is just charming. She's wonderful. If you don't know it, it's an autistic attorney who is extraordinary. As a little child, she memorized the law book, and those were her first words. And it just goes on from there. And Pachinko, if you haven't watched it, both of these, really, anybody out there should watch. Pachinko is a kind of a multi-generational story that starts off beautifully in old Joseon, old Korea, and goes to modern day. And so we saw one of the two of them, or maybe both, and then wanted to explore.
Yeah. Susan, what got you into this?
Well, My Mister was the first, I think, official K-drama that sucked us in. And I think what's so fascinating about K-drama is Korea was... and not a modern country. And then in maybe a 20-year burst, it went from almost a feudal country to a modern country, kapow. And so these K-dramas are grappling with modern problems, the problems of competitive economics, the problems of corporate world, the problems of all the social things that come up with that kind of, you know, with our modern world, drugs and disabled children and how to be happy. And there's something, we were just talking about how beautiful the people in K-dramas tend to be and how these beautiful people are very conscious of that conflict between being happy and striving. striving in this, you know, competitive, maybe sometimes rat race-like world. And K-dramas in a kind of soapy way without making the hair, the back of your neck stand up, have a kind of sweetness where the human side of, where the human side stands out in this rat racy striving world.
And yeah. The dichotomy is so clear, too. They're always struggling against all these old traditional ways of being in the modern world, and and they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll say that they're some of the best produced shows I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, so we mentioned earlier, you know, how we got into it, and I got into K-dramas because of K-pop, but I want to mention that K-dramas are, for me, it's an escape. I'm so tired of politics and the USA, and initially that was kind of it, plus the K-pop draw. But what I think is interesting for tonight, I asked Joe to put together a playlist with Susan, and the dramas that you've chosen are, you know, historic, very beautiful masterpieces, and the ones I've chosen are the really fun rom-com. Some of them are silly. I mean, I don't always watch these, but it just happens to be what I have going right now. And I should say that the song that we heard coming in was from Miss Night and Day, which I would recommend. I mean, it's silly, but the acting is superb. And there's one of the actresses is a K-pop star, and there's a reference to one of their hit songs, you know, so that's kind of the thing that I like. I can relate to that. And they're beautiful masterpieces.
Yeah.
So would someone like to introduce the first song tonight?
Well, Susan just mentioned My Mister, and I believe this is the theme song whenever the star of the show comes on, pretty much you hear this song.
And I have to mention, I don't know if you know this, but the star of the show is a K-pop queen, IU.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Grown Ups with Sandhya.
Just 멈추라 들킬까 숨소리 그대의 목소리 꿈에서도
to put the mic up, that would help. That's a lovely song from Mr. Sunshine, Lee Seun, and the song is Sorry. And before that, we heard Enough from Zior Park, and that's from Little Women. And we started with Grown Ups by Sandia from My Mister. I'm just going to play a few ads and then we'll be right back.
Specializes in tools for spiritual practice, tea and teaware. They're located at 130 South Main Street, Suite 101 in Sebastopol, and they can be found online at manyriversbooks.com. Manyriversbooks.com. They can also be reached by telephone 707-829-8871.
Cal's Thanks Home Run Pizza and Sports Bar, located at 484 Larkfield Center in Santa Rosa. Their menu features pizzas, wraps, and sandwiches made with fresh local ingredients. They cater as well. They can be reached at 707-527-6600. Home Run Pizza proudly tunes in to Level Up with Danny on odd Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on Cowes.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, I'm learning how to use the mic again. This is the K-Drama Special, and I have Joe and Susan Rogoff here. Joe is DJ of the Joe Show on Cowes Community Radio. And we were going to discuss the songs that we just heard. We've got Mr. Sunshine, Little Women, and My Mister.
Yeah. Yeah, great songs. Really different. As I said, the first one from My Mister was, it was in every episode, don't you think? Yeah, probably.
Should have been.
I've heard it, and I haven't...
Even seen the show.
Well, oh, that's another story. Go on. I'll tell that story later.
tell the story.
No, it's funny. My Mister. So I was saying that Joe convinced me to watch it because I tried two times and I didn't want to watch it. And the third time I finally gave in and it was worth it. So that song is, in my head, a classic.
Mm-hmm. It's a really moving show. What would you say about that show that moved you?
It's so romantic. It's so romantic in that way unrequited love can be so romantic. But the romance is between an older man and a beautiful younger woman. They're not at all equals. And they never or almost never and ultimately don't overstep any boundaries. It's not a romance meant to be. It stays, I think, the most intimate scene in the movie is when they were slurping beers across from each other and both of them kind of suffering and struggling in their own private nightmares. And he turns to her and he says, "Let's be happy. Mm-hmm. Let's just be happy." And they kind of make this pledge to one another, and that's where their intimacy goes, is this pledge they make to one another. So it's a beautiful portrait.
Mm. I think in Korean, I mean, I can't speak for sure because I'm not Korean and I don't live there, but that would be a huge overstep if they... he would lose face, she would lose face. Anyway, they handle it really well. It's very subtle.
Yeah.
Despite his wife having an affair.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful show. It was really moving. And, the song from which show? From Mr. Sunshine. It was similar vein, very... very emotional, very emotive, gorgeous. And Mr. Sunshine is historic. And as I said, it starts off in almost medieval, it feels like, Joseon before Korea. And follows this woman through, I don't know, maybe she was 14 when we first saw her, through old age. And
That's Pachinko.
That's Pachinko.
They're all historic.
Yeah, they're all historic in one way or another.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah. Mr. Sunshine.
Mr. Sunshine is about repelling the Japanese invasion.
Right.
Where they ultimately lose. And it's brutal and violent and cruel and... and they really don't even stand a chance, even from the get-go. But they're part of the Righteous Army. It's a story based on an actual photograph of the Righteous Army that fought against Japan, and even after the occupation continued to fight against Japan.
There are a few things that are clear throughout all of these. One is a big dislike of Japan.
Well, I don't blame them.
And they have good reason.
Yeah.
And the other is, Susan said earlier, they were slurping beers. These folks can drink.
Oh, they drink.
Whether it's soju
actually,
or beer.
Yeah.
Suck it down.
I was in L.A. recently, and I had a soju while I was playing pool with somebody. That stuff just killed me. No wonder they're so drunk.
Is it kind of like sake? What
it's
it like?
Yeah. So it's a grain. There's another one that's rice. But anyway, I'm conscious of time because we only have
Keep
an hour.
Going.
Yeah. I want Joe to promote his show.
I'd be happy to.
Yes.
I'm going to read it, even though it's my show. Tune in to the Joe Show on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. to hear recently released music from around the world. From folk and jazz to African and Latin, country and rock to bluegrass and R&B, if it's new and it's good, you'll hear it on The Joe Show. You can find the playlist and more on Facebook at The Joe Show, KOWS.
Yay! And Joe sometimes plays some Korean music, which
is
very cool.
I'm playing a lot more when you come on the show in June.
Yeah, I've got some indie, some stuff that would fit in with your... with your show.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. We've got Extraordinary Attorney Wu, which we all adore, and I would highly recommend this one. And season two is coming out soon, just so I can throw my K-pop thing in there. They were waiting for one of the actors to finish his military service, and he is a K-pop singer. So anyway,
this is a show that plays in the opening credits. This is a song that plays in the opening credits, and the opening credits alone, if you don't feel like watching the show, just spend 3 minutes on the credits. It's
they're,
so fun.
They're so visual. Okay, the song is Woo Young Woo, the same backwards and forwards.
We'll be right back.
That is such an awesome song. I'm so glad that you picked that one. Do you want to talk about that one?
I want Susan to talk about it because she was in love with the American version way back.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. That song speaks for itself. I mean, it's so crazy, so much fun. I can't hear it, though, without seeing the opening to Pachinko, in which they are all dancing to the song. And, you know, people who don't get along, people who are in love, it didn't matter, intergenerational. It's just goofy and fun as the song.
In the Pachinko parlor.
In the Pachinko
Yeah, I think season one had the American version. It's Let's Live for the Day, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And who did it? The Grassroots, right? Yeah. And then I think season two, they did the Korean version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the last two episodes of season one, they did the Korean version.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
It's a different song totally for season two.
The band is Inolchi.
Mm.
And we were just talking about them. They're fairly new. They only have one album out. And I was saying I learned about them on a Netflix show called Midnight Asia a couple of years ago. And they're so impressive. But we'll talk about that on Joe's show.
Yeah, I played one other song by them on the Joe show, actually, that I really loved.
Yeah.
Want to listen to more. And the other one was the opening to... Extraordinary Attorney Wu, and as the credits are rolling, she's a really quirky person, Attorney Wu, and she has a fixation on whales, and she has whale key fobs and all over her room, or nothing but whales everywhere. It's whales, 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 and she was warned when she's at her law firm not to talk about whales by her father, but she can't help herself. Sometimes she just has to do it. But there's it's her on the bus with a whale swimming alongside,
yeah.
And it's fun.
It's so visually awesome. Well, I'm going to talk about a current event that's coming up May 3rd. On Saturday, May 3rd at 3 p.m., the Occidental Center for the Arts will host a screening of The Beat Goes On, a journey of hope following Sonoma County Zydeco musician Willard Blackwell's life with ALS, his connection to holistic healers, and to a Harvard neurologist who invented an instrument that allows people to play music with their mind. Wow. This screening, directed by Sonoma County's own Kathleen McCollum, is a fundraiser to support the project. Suggested donation is $20. Doors open at 2:30. For more information, visit OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Okay, and if you're just tuning in, it's K-Dramas, and I mentioned earlier that Joe and Susan chose some very lovely, historical, sweeping masterpieces, and I chose the silly rom-coms. And this next one is The Potato Lab, which I just finished, and it is really silly. But I watched it because one of the actors from Extraordinary Attorney Wu, who is a K-popper, is in the show. So that's my confession.
He's handsome.
He's very handsome. And this is My Destiny by Suman from Stray Kids.
Yeah. 살 같은 널 꼭 놓지 않을 테니 영원토록 You're my destiny, my destiny 어느 날엔 꿈처럼 모든 순간이 아름답긴 멀어지는 너의 그림자마저 아득한 별빛 My everything 내 곁에 머물러줘
is tricky, is so twisted. Think you're walking straight, but look again. Bitter, better, can at the end. Check your number, jog on my path. This is not my way. Just stuck in this trap. Look at me, I'm not holding back. I'm so black cold. This is getting out of control, and I can't escape. Life goes on, every fight with the pain and the love on. Solar system spins round and round, and it hit me like a wave crush higher. Look, this film of life so exciting. Mystery, cosmic dancing, swirling in through the nightlight. I love this freaking crazy life, life, life. Egonko TV so comedy. Was there so I'm the younger gata? I am just stuck in this trap. And faith is, I won't fix this.
Okay, I really like that song, Life is Tricky, Sion. And that's from When the Stars Gossip, which I was just telling my lovely guests, Joe and Susan, that is just really, I wouldn't recommend it. But I wanted to watch it because it's filmed so-called in space, and I wanted to see how they handled it. And the actress in it is really, really good. It's just, it's a really far-fetched, and some K-dramas are. And before that was Sun Quan and Somewhere in the Universe, also from When the Stars Gossip. But I wanted to play that one because if you were listening, it sounds an awful lot like a Snow Patrol song, if you know the band. The hook is very similar, but it's a good song. And we started with Suman, My Destiny, The Potato Lab. And we were kind of, we'll just briefly, well, we didn't... We were talking about how corporate is big in K-dramas in 30 seconds, Joe. Can you elaborate? Well,
there's so much about Korea that's attractive, and that's something that really isn't. It seems kind of cutthroat, competitive. All the bad things you hear about being in law school seem like it manifests in the corporate world, and very ageist and sexist and et cetera, et cetera. A lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to ask the final question. You meet somebody who's never watched K-dramas. What are you going to tell them? What are you going to recommend?
Well, I'm going for Woo because it's just charming, and I think it appeals to a lot of different kind of people. It's so well done. She's such a good actor, and all of it is it's a great storyline, and it's very accessible because people are used to watching law shows, you know, where there's one case every show, so it's really accessible in that way too.
Yeah, Susan.
Well, I'm tempted to make the popular choice, My Crash Landing,
yeah,
because it's so romantic and it's so fun and funny. But I'm going to go with the unpopular choice and say My Mister, because to me that was art. It's when something hits that chord where you feel that the world is a more meaningful, better place because of this art form. That's how I felt with that show.
Cool. Well, and my recommendation is Alchemy of Souls. That is, I've watched quite a few K-dramas. We all have. We're trading lists. That one still stands out for me. It's just incredibly well done. The acting is superb. Some people have trouble getting past the first scene, but just get past it because the characters are amazingly funny, sincere, and beautiful.
It's on our list now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for hanging out tonight, Joe and Susan.
You
want to
thank you.
It was fun. I'm grateful to have your company in the K-drama department.
We appreciate the invitation. It's always fun to talk about things you enjoy.
Yeah. So 6 months, people.
All right.
You gotta put your list together.
But don't forget, you'll be on the Joe Show.
Yes, coming up in June, I will be on the Joe Show. I'm looking forward to that. But for now, I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I have a good show lined up for you. And let's stay tuned for Mark. He's up next with his show, As We See Fit to Play. I'm going to play out with two instrumentals from The Trunk, which is a very crazy, scary, weird K-drama. And I only watched it because Gong Woo is in it, and he's from Squid Game. He's the recruiter in Squid Game. And also another one, Mr. Chu from Miss Day and Night. So have a great week and annyeong. Thank you.